540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One new face is joining the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. Unofficial results show Levin Roundtree won the open seat for District 5 as the art teacher ran unopposed. It was made available when Saquana Taylor decided not to run for re-election after being elected to the state assembly. Other members were able to win re-election during last night's contest. That includes Felicia Martin in District 7 and Kathleen Vincent in District 11. Wisconsin voters have elected Chris Taylor to the state Supreme Court, and her win keeps the court's liberal majority intact. Taylor defeated Maria Lazar in a race that was much quieter than last year's high-dollar battle for the bench. Waukesha is getting a new mayor for the first time in more than a decade. Democrat Alicia Halvinslaben defeated State Representative Scott Allen yesterday. Halvinslaben was the city's council president. She leaned on her local government experience during the campaign. We have more unofficial results at WAUKradio.com. Rothman is out. Morgan McCarthy has more.
The UW Board of Regents has fired UW President Jay Rothman after a closed-door meeting yesterday. The board gave no reason during the meeting, but later said it had lost confidence in his ability to lead moving forward. Rothman had led the system since June of 2022 and made just over $600,000 a year. The board says it's now looking for a successor. Republican State Senator Rob Hutton later criticized that decision, calling it a backroom maneuver.
New dates are now set for the next round of public meetings on the 794 issue in Milwaukee. The DOT says they'll share updated information later this month as they continue to study whether to rebuild the freeway, modify it, or replace it with a surface street. The first meeting is April 30th at the Marriott downtown, followed by another on May 5th at St. Francis High School. Officials say materials from the meetings will be posted online afterwards. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Chris Taylor has won an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, giving liberals a 5-2 majority on the court. It will likely stay that way until at least 2028. Taylor, a former Democratic lawmaker and appeals court judge, beat Maria Lazar in a race that drew far less attention and spending than last year's contest. The result also suggests the state's voters may be in a different mood heading into this year's midterm elections. Rothman is out. The UW Board of Regents has fired UW President Jay Rothman after a closed-door meeting yesterday. The board gave no reason during the meeting, but later said it had lost confidence in his ability to lead moving forward. Rothman had led the system since June of 2022 and made just over $600,000 a year. The board says it is now looking for a successor. Republican State Senator Rob Hutton later criticized the decision, calling it backroom maneuvering. Wisconsin adults are drinking less than they used to. According to new data, the report says just about 60% of adults in the state reported drinking alcohol, down more than 10 percentage points from Wisconsin's high point in 2005. Across the U.S., adult alcohol use has also fallen over the past decade. While interest in mocktails and other non-alcoholic drinks keep growing, the study uses data from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And nearly 200 Wisconsin students are getting ready to test their civics knowledge in this year's Wisconsin Civics Games. 52 teams from 33 schools will compete, with the top 16 moving on to the state capitol for the championship on May 1st. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers in the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers in Las Vegas for the semifinals of the NCAA Frozen Four tournament. They'll face off tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock against North Dakota at the T-Mobile Arena. It's been 16 years since Wisconsin reached the Frozen Four. Head coach Mike Hastings on letting the players know how important this game will be.
You address it, you talk about it, and they understand how important Thursday is. You know, they want to do this for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, the guys that are in that locker room.
Baseball, Brewers and the Red Sox wrapping up their series at Fenway. The Crew losing last night 3-2. The Bucks in Detroit against the Pistons after dropping one last night to the Nets in Brooklyn. 96-90.
You know, I love that we played overall. We had some great ball movement plays. I think we had 20 turnovers, and a lot of them were just unforced. You know, there's a lot of teaching left there.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 62 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some rain by mid-evening through the overnight, our low 45. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, then cloudy with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.